Good morning, everyone, and Holy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Pastor, I want to thank you for the opportunity, for this opportunity to speak today on this very important topic, prayer. I want to thank my family and my friends, also my prayer warriors that has joined us today. I pray that we all will be blessed by this message and that your prayer life will be more successful. Let us pray. Father, may the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which remain in us, make this subject more portable to us. Hide me behind the cross, and may your name be honored and glorified. Let the words from my mouth and the meditation of thy heart, our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' sweet and mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our sermon title today is The Secret of Powerful Prayer. Let us look at John 15:7 again. And it says, and this is from the New International Version, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. I ask for serious attention to this text. Consider with me three questions. First, what is this special blessing? What is this special blessing? Ask whatever you wish and will be given you. Secondly, how is this special blessing obtained? You remain in me and my words remain in you. Thirdly, why is by remaining in Christ and having his words remain in us that we get this liberty in power in prayer? Fourth, what is this special blessing? Observe that our Lord was warning us that without him, we can do nothing. And therefore, we might have naturally expected that he might show us how to do all spiritual acts. But the text does not run as we expected it to run. The Lord Jesus Christ does not say, without me, you can do nothing. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you will do all spiritual and gracious acts. But the text, the privilege given here is a promise of powerful and successful prayer. Power in prayer is very much the gauge of our spiritual condition. And when that is highly evidenced in our lives, then we are blessed in every area of our lives. We will pray to God and ask in him whatever we wish. If others neither ask, nor seek, nor knock, yet we will. Those who stayed away from Jesus do not pray. Those who neglect to have communion with Christ feel as if they are unable to pray. But Jesus said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, whatever you ask, you will receive. Prayer is spontaneous to those who remain in Jesus. Prayer is a natural flow of the soul in communion with Christ. Just as a leaf and fruit will come out of the branch without any conscious effort on the part of the branch, but simply because of its living union with the stem, so prayer buds and blossom and fruits come out of souls remaining in Jesus. Hearts that remain in Christ send forth supplication, just like fire sends forth sparks and flames. Souls that remain in Christ begins the day with prayer. Prayer surrounds them like an atmosphere all day long. Habitual asking comes from remaining in Christ. You will not need to be urged to pray when you remain in Jesus. He says to us, ask whatever you wish and depend on it, you will receive. Another result in us remaining in Christ would be that we will most powerfully feel the necessity of prayer. Our great need of prayer will be clearly seen. The Bible says, from the fullness of his grace, we have received one blessing after another. John 1:16. It is in direct proportion that we are linked to Christ's fullness that we feel the necessity of drawing in by constant prayer. Nobody needs to prove the doctrine of prayer to those who remain in Christ. For we enjoy the personal experience of prayer itself. Prayer is now a necessity to our spiritual life as breath to our natural life. We cannot live without asking favors from the Lord. If you remain in me and my words in you, ask whatever you wish, and you will not want to stop asking. He said, seek my face, that your heart will answer, Lord, I will seek your face. Have you been on your knees at times without any power to pray? Haven't you feel that you could not plead with God as you desire? You want to pray, but the waters were frozen and could not flow. Sadly, you said, I can't pray. The will was present, but not the freedom to present that will in prayer. Brethren, do you desire freedom in prayer so you can speak with God as a man speak to his friend? Then here is the way to do it. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and shall be given you. You see, some Christians pray long prayer, but true prayer is measured by width, not by length. A single groan before God may have more fullness of prayer in it than a fine disclosure of great length. Those that remain in Christ have the privilege of successful prayer. You can't get it on your own. It will be given to you. You long to bear fruit. Ask, and it will be given you. I want you to look at the vine branch. It simply remains in the vine. And by remaining in the vine, the fruit comes from it. It is given it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, The purpose of your life is one object and aim. It's to bear fruit to the glory of the Father. And to accomplish this, you must remain in Christ. As the branch remain in the vine. This is the method by which your prayers will be fruitful and will become successful. It will be given you. You will have wonderful power with God in prayer. In so much that before you pray, He will answer. And while you are still speaking, He will hear. The desire of the righteous will be granted. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 34:4. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given unto you. The Lord give courage for those who remain in Him. He puts a check. He puts in your hand a signed check. He signed the check and permit them to fill in any among their wish. Does the text really mean what it said? I never knew my Lord to say anything He does not mean. I am sure He may sometimes mean more, but never less. Mind you, He did not say to all men and women, I will give you whatever you ask. Oh, no. That will be a cruel kindness. But He speaks to His disciples and says, if you remain in Me and My words remain in you, ask anything and it should be given you. You see, this kind of man and woman in a church is worth 10,000 of us people. I want you to take a look at Elijah. With the keys of the rain swinging on his side, he shuts and opens the windows of heaven. For those who do not know the story of Elijah, you can study it in 1 Kings chapter 18. He was a prophet. I'm just going to give you a short version of it. He was a prophet. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain on the earth. Elijah was praying what God had said based on His word. And God held His word high above His name. And speaking about rain, I remember this story of some folks. They were praying for rain and it didn't rain. And they were disappointed. Then one day, a little boy came out a few days later. He looked in the sky. He said, God, You control the heaven, and I know You can make it rain. And all of a sudden, the sky get cloudy. And a little bit later, it started to rain. So all these adults were praying for rain. And this little boy came praying for rain and it rained. So what is the difference between the adults and the little boy? What was the difference? The little boy brought his umbrella. This little boy was not talking. He was expecting. Brethren, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. It said a prayer of faith is like that act. The prayer of faith is like that. Act like you believe God is going to do something. So are there still such men and women still alive today? Aspire to be such a man or a woman. I beg you that in you the text may be fulfilled. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. You see, this gift will be continual. This prevailing power in prayer is not for a week of prayer, nor a month of prayer, nor for a few special occasions. You will possess this power in Christ as long as you remain in Christ and his words remain in you. Read the Bible. Memorize scripture. Love the word. Love Christ with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength. God will put omnipotence at your disposal. The Trinity, the entire Godhead, will be available to fulfill your desire, which the Holy Spirit had planted in you. Secondly, how does one obtain the privilege of having powerful prayer? I guess you should know by now. The answer, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. Here are the 2 feet by which we climb to power with God in prayer. Brethren, the first part of our text tells that we must remain in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It is taken for granted that we are already in him. If so, you are to remain where you are. As believers, we are to remain tenaciously clinging to Jesus, lovingly knit to Jesus. We are to remain humbly, always trusting him and him only with the same simple faith, which joined us to him in the beginning. We remain in him when we live by him, for him, and to him. We are nothing if we do not remain in Christ. We will be withered branches and fit to be thrown in the fire. Also, don't dream of being your own master. Don't be the servants of men. Remain in Christ. Let Jesus be the object as well as the source of your existence. You are not to come and go, but to remain in Jesus. You cannot win souls by your natural talent, nor can you save man or woman by your own plan. Beware of homemade schemes. Do for Jesus what Jesus commanded you to do. Remain in him if you ever wish to bear fruit. Remain in him if your very life still clinging, still trusting, still depending. And this he must give you because it all comes from him and him only. So sum it all up. If you want that splendor power in prayer, you must remain in a loving, living, lasting, conscious, practical, remaining union with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lastly, the question this morning is, why is it? By remaining in Christ and having his words remaining in us, that we get this liberty and power in prayer. Why? Why is this extraordinary power of prayer given to those who remain in Christ? First, we get this liberty and power in prayer because of the fullness in Christ. You can ask whatever you wish. When you remain in Christ, because of what you may require already resides in Him. Do you desire the grace of the Holy Spirit? Seek holiness? It is very clear that where the branch gets all its wishes while it abides in the stem, so that all it ever wishes is already in the stem and is placed there for the sake of the branch. What is the branch want more than the stem can give it? If everything I need and wish for is already in the stem. The best Christian is the one who knows and believes the promises of God. After all, prayer is nothing else but taking God's promises to Him and saying to Him, "My Lord, do as you said you will do." Prayer that is not based on a promise has no true foundation. I'm going to repeat that. Prayer that is not based on a promise has no true foundation. You that has Christ's words remaining in you are equipped with those things which the Lord pays close attention to. If the word of God remain in you, you are the person that can pray, because you communicate with a great big God of the universe using His own words, and this overcome omnipotence with omnipotence. You see, brethren, you just put your finger down on the very line and say, "Father, do as you say you will do." This is the best praying in all the world. And I'm going to tell you a story. And this story, and my Sabbath school children, I would like you to listen to this story too. This story is about a little German boy. This little child believed in God and he delighted in prayer. This is the main point. He believed in God and he delighted in prayer. A school teacher had urged the children to be at school on time. And this child always tried to be. But his parents were leisurely people. One morning, through their fault alone, the boy had just left the door as the clock struck the hour for school to open. A friend standing nearby heard the little one cried, "Dear Jesus, please help me to be on time for school." It struck the friend that for once prayer could not be heard, for the child had quite a walk ahead of him, and the hour has already come. He was curious to see the result. Now, it so happened that on this particular morning, the teacher, in trying to open the classroom door, turned the key the wrong way. The lock was stuck, and they had to send for a locksmith to open the door. It was the needed delay. Just as the door opened, our little friend entered with the rest of the children, all in good time. Whatever you ask, it will be given you. And this is my personal testimony. And I have so many. This happened about 7 years ago. My husband was a contractor with the DC government. And you know the government always take long to pay. So one day I overheard my husband speaking with someone in the accounts department concerning his money. And mind you, it was on speaker. The guy told him that he received an invoice for payment for $8,000 and change. So my husband stated that they have over $20,000 for him. Why only $8,000 payment? The guy stated again that that was the only invoice that he received and it will be paid in a few days. He will send out the mail or the check in a few days. So after I heard that, I went and I put pen and paper together because it's over about 2 months we haven't received any money. So you know that the bills were piling up. So I went and I put pen and paper together and I listed all my expenses and I add them up. And when I added up, I recognized that it was $8,000 and over. So I went to my Heavenly Father and I present my case to him, told him what I heard. And I said, this is my expenses. And I asked him, I said, Father, can you make it $12,000? Can you make that check for $12,000? And I said, thank you, Father. And I came off my feet. But I was calculating in my head at least $4,000 and for spend until they pay us again. So the day came, my husband said he's going to the post office to pick up his check because he has a post office box in DC for his mail. So he asked me if I would like to go with him. And I said, sure. So I went with him. He went into the post office and he came out. And you know, the first thing he's going to open is a check. And he said, And I said, what? He said, they told me they're going to pay $8,000 and change, but this is a check for $12,000. I said, thank you, Jesus. And when I look back, when I study back, I said, why didn't I ask for the entire $20,000? Why did I limit God? I could have asked him for all and he would have given it to me. From since that day, I never limit God. I ask him for whatever I need. Ask and it will be given to you. My brothers and sisters, be filled with God's word. Study what Jesus had said, what the Holy Spirit had recorded in the divinely recorded book. As you feed on the word and are filled with the word and retain the word in your faith and obey the word in your life, you will be a master in the art of prayer. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, that you may know how to prevail at the throne of God. Remain in Christ, and his words remaining in you are like the right and the left hand of Moses, which were held up in prayer, so that the Amalekites were destroyed. Israel was delivered, and God was glorified. It is faith that prevails in prayer. The real eloquence in prayer is a believing desire. Everything is possible for those who believe. And it will be impossible for God, the Holy Spirit, and God, the Father, will ever be in opposition with one another. What the one prompts us to ask, the other will surely deliver. We cannot separate Christ from his word. Remember, he is the word. We must obey his command, or he could not accept us as his disciple, especially the command of love, which is the essence of his word. We must love God and our brothers and sisters. Anger and hatred must not be a part of us. We must walk even as he walked. If Christ's words are not in you, then you are not in Christ. You will ask in vain, and then after you will give up asking, you will become a withered branch. In closing, brothers and sisters, if you don't remain in Christ, how can you hope to pray successfully? If you pick and choose his words to believe, this verse and that verse, how can you be successful at the throne? Don't listen to this message and then go away and forget. Be a committed disciple. Then he will hear your prayer. What a church we would be if all are mighty in prayer. Children of God, I pray that you aspire to be strong in the Lord and to enjoy this exceptional privilege. It is within reach, saints of God. Only remain in him, and then this special gift will be yours. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you.